This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. New York has money. Hollywood has movies. Detroit has cars. New Orleans has music and food. And now thousands of restaurants and bars are closed in the area, and as many as 64,000 restaurant workers are out of jobs. That's a lot of talent sitting idle. Restaurant owners across the country are trying to put these men and women back to work. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
This is the French Quarter. Well, not the French Quarter. This is a restaurant called the French Quarter in Tucson, Arizona. Posters of New Orleans and a neon alligator hang from the pressed tin walls. And plates of fried food come out of the kitchen during happy hour.
Onion rings, zucchini, and okra.
These days, owner Bryce Ziegler, a Baton Rouge native, is having a tough time getting authentic ingredients from home.
Yeah, we're having problems with crawfish, oysters, alligator, you name it.
But he managed to find at least one native, Julie Perez, formerly a bartender in New Orleans Garden District.
I worked at the Rendezvous Tavern on Magazine and 8th Street, which was left relatively dry, but it was looted. That whole area was all pretty much looted.
After evacuating, Perez made her way to Tucson because a childhood friend lives here and works at the restaurant. Within 2 hours, she too had a job. She says she has lots of friends facing the same situation.
Yeah, I could get on the phone tonight and have about 40 applicants. Because everybody, wherever they evacuated to, basically they're getting jobs and they're finding apartments wherever they ended up. I mean, it's Chicago, South Carolina, Texas, Kansas. I mean, everywhere.
In many of those places, work is waiting, but those who need it don't know it yet. After the hurricane, the Council of Independent Restaurants of America, or CIRA, the James Beard Foundation, and the Southern Foodways Alliance set up a job bank for displaced Gulf Coast restaurant workers. The website now lists more than 1,000 jobs.
Our biggest challenge is to go after the applicants and find a way to get them to the website.
Don Luria is president of CIRA. He looks at his computer screen and scrolls through listings in 28 states.
Now here's a restaurant I've been to, Ooh La La in Sarasota. They're looking for 2 line cooks, 1 chef, 3 servers, and a host.
Of course, not only do job applicants have to find out about the website, they need to have an internet connection. That may be slowly happening as more and more resumes appear on the website or workers contact restaurants directly.
Yes.
Like Julie Perez, who at 27 already has a 10-year resume in the New Orleans restaurant business. Now she finds herself in a reproduction of one called the French Quarter. And she says her friends from back home are teasing her about it.
Yeah, they're making fun of me pretty much for that, just because of the name, you know, it's kind of corny. But it's great. I've been taken in, and I mean, I already know the menu. I am kind of worried about being the evacuee, like, circus freak that people want to come and look at, you know. But so far, everybody's been so nice.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Don Luria says connections like this one should continue to multiply because the solid reputation of New Orleans restaurant workers virtually ensures a successful match. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
And how about this? You can find a link to restaurant job resources at our website, npr.org.